Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the 21st of January, 2023. The hosts of Radio Law Talk, Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny, we got Todd Kunin, we got our producer, Cal Hunter. Now, how many people have four people working a show that have four very smart, intelligent people, other than myself, doing things that are going to make this the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth? Only Radio Law Talk. So call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise has got to open her book because I don't know the 855.
529. 7234.
Yeah, if you want to call in, and like Todd has said before, look, you don't have to talk. You can just tell Cal what you think, and Cal will delineate your thoughts to us and probably change a few things.
Reserve the right to edit.
Yeah, edit. That sounds good. We're going to have a very interesting show today, other than our normal case or no cases. We're going to talk about Rust. Obviously, some big things are happening on the Rust case, and we have some insight about that as attorneys and prosecutors. Todd has some very interesting insights. This is in New Mexico, and the laws on whether or not what the charges entail, or how long they could be in jail, if possible. Look, I think it's going to be a tough road to hoe for the prosecution, in my opinion. But we're going to get to that. We're going to talk about the U.S. Supreme Court probe into Roe v. Wade leaks. What's the latest on that? Elizabeth Holmes, some interesting thing on that. Theranos, the latest, what she's trying to do is trying to make sure she's not put in jail while she's on appeal, because she's supposed to go to jail as of the April of this year. By the way, they're requesting, if she does, to go to this minimum security women's prison. What she needs to go to a minimum security, in my opinion, but that's okay. In Texas, and I looked at it, and that'd be pretty nice to go live there.
Nicer than a Winnebago.
That's a pretty nice Winnebago, man. I gotta say. But then we're gonna talk about Elon Musk and Twitter. A lawsuit against him and potential lawsuits with Twitter they're trying, and what the latest is with him. Carhartt clothing heir. She passes away at age 97. Her name's Gretchen Carhartt. Very interesting things that are going on there. And again, innocent until proven guilty, but there's some, at least her estate is claiming a little bit of
shenanigans
going on. And we're going to talk about that. We've got about 12 other topics to go through, a lot of things to discuss, but we are finally in the West Coast seeing some dry, sunny weather, and I view in the East Coast and the Midwest, I think everybody's receiving a little bit of dry weather, right? Generally speaking. So pretty happy about that, but boy, did we need the water. Have you seen all the latest, like, pictures of Lake Mead and
Shasta?
And Shasta and Lake Powell. They've actually, they're not full, but at least, doggone it, it's not like it's a river like it was before.
Yeah, huh? No, Shasta's like at the top. I was so impressed. I'm really happy.
Wow. And then that's in Northern California, yeah. Those of you wondering, but we're talking about Lake Mead. Mead is important for Las Vegas, right? In
right.
The West Coast.
Because
without Lake Mead, I mean, you've got back in the Midwest, they're like, there's water issues?
Yeah.
But Michigan's like, what? There's a water issue?
Exactly. In Michigan, when I lived there, they did not irrigate the hay fields. They put drain tiles in to get rid of the rainwater. True
exactly.
Story. Yeah, so much
no,
water.
And I've been there, and in Minnesota, I've been to the lake. The amount of lakes out there is just, but out here in the West, man, it's the desert, right?
I think they've got 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, don't they?
10,001, I think.
Land of something, yeah.
Well, there's the trivia question for you. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Yes.
They're called the Lakers because the team originated in Minnesota.
They were the
I didn't know that.
Why they were called the Lakers.
I didn't know that.
The Minneapolis Lakers was their original.
Really? We learn something every day at Radio Law Talk.
Well, of course, you know, Utah, famous for its jazz.
Oh, yes, yes.
True. They were New Orleans jazz. They was the New Orleans, huh? They were New Orleans.
That's right.
Wow, Utah jazz. What's another one? Let's think. The Pelicans.
Well, the Pelicans were the Pelicans.
Didn't they move from Carolina?
No. The Pelicans started at New Orleans. I know that was the big thing when they finally granted another franchise to New Orleans.
Right.
It was, hey, you know, they're going to swap with the Jazz so they can get it. Nope. They kept with the Pelicans. But what if you got the
Kansas City Kings. Or the Royals. They were called the Royals at one time, right?
They were.
They went to the Sacramento Kings.
The Memphis Grizzlies, because of all the grizzly bears that are in Memphis.
All over the place.
Yes.
Are all the Chargers, they've been all over the place. What did that come from?
The Chargers got their name because they were started by, this is a true story, a credit card company. They were not charged because of electricity, although they have bolts on their uniforms. It was about charging on a credit card.
Oh, wow.
But the Grizzlies started in Vancouver.
Yeah, that's right.
The Vancouver Grizzlies, they moved there. The L.A. Clippers.
Yeah.
The L.A. Clippers, I think, was from San Diego. Clipper refers to yachts, boats.
Oh, that's right, the big Clipper boats.
And so, but they moved up.
Okay, here's one where it's baseball, but here's one more. The Milwaukee Brewers, formerly the...
Wait, don't tell me. Not Milwaukee, it was the... I knew this because I'm a baseball card collector.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead. I'll
the Seattle... Pilots.
Seattle Pilots is exactly right.
Yep.
I knew that.
Yes, there you go.
I know, because the Pilots are, I've got those baseball cards.
Never played a season as the Pilots, but they did move over.
And what are the other ones that were the...
Well, the Braves, you know, the Milwaukee Braves, the Atlanta Braves were from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
A lot of cool things.
Weren't the Athletics used to be in Philadelphia?
They were Kansas City and Philadelphia before that, correct.
Wow, this is a great trivia thing. We should probably just go all over this stuff as the trivia.
You really want to rack your brain. Start thinking, how many pro sports teams, just baseball, football, hockey, and basketball. We'll just use those four.
Right.
How many have mascots whose names do not end in the letter S?
Oh my gosh.
You know, you start thinking about that. There's a couple of trick ones in there. One is, I believe, incorrect because the Miami Marlins. Marlin is the plural of Marlin.
Yeah, hello.
There's no S at the end of it. If you go out fishing, how many Marlin did you? I caught two Marlin. You don't say I caught two deer. I caught two Marlin.
I mean, deer and Marlin are not. Yeah, there's the Heat, the Miami Heat.
Yes, the Heat. Yeah.
The Jazz.
The Jazz, the Tampa Bay Lightning. You've got the real kickers here are... Team in Boston and a team in Chicago.
Oh, the X's, yeah.
Because it sounds like an S, but the White Sox and the Red Sox are just X's. They're not S's at the end. So.
Very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course,
radio trivia talk.
And for many of those teams, their season has ended already.
Let's do some important disclaimers. Don't remember, we're just giving general topics of law. Don't take what we say as advice. And go talk to a lawyer. We got to tell you all that stuff. Go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and you can see all that stuff. I know it's exciting disclaimer stuff, but you can go to any of our social media, and we do have a few. I will mention them next segment that we have two new stations as of last week. We'll discuss them. But Cal, we've got like a minute to go, but just do a really quick synopsis.
I'm going to do this way because I want to know if you guys have heard this or we've done it. We'll jump off of it to another one. And that is, a political office holder in Reno, Nevada, had someone plant a GPS on her car and she wanted to get to the bottom of it. That's our first case or no case.
Let's do it. That's a good one.
Great. Coming up next segment right here.
All right. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk with Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and Todd Kiernan. If you stay tuned, they all promise they'll be back in just a little bit.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials under the renowned
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1-8.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So, Cal, we're dying to know what's going on in Reno, Nevada. Let's roll.
I think you might like
no
this.
Case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah. Reno Mayor Hillary Sheeve found a tracking device attached to the bumper of her vehicle, capable of telling whoever had it real time exactly where she was, second by second. Her Honor had her people backtrack the device and found it was placed on her car because it was owned by a private investigator from Reno there. She said, he cannot do that. My car is my castle. In effect, she went to a lawyer to see if she could sue the PI to see who put, have him tell her who ordered the tracking device put on her car. Yes, she wanted to know if, in fact, it was a case or no case. And, Denise, I think I'm going to go with you first, if you don't mind.
Sure I do, but I'll go first.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, well, Nevada law, I'm just so unfamiliar with it, but in California, this would be grounds for a domestic violence or a civil harassment restraining order, believe it or not.
Hmm.
Because any time that you are stalking somebody or tracking them or, you know, determining their whereabouts, that is considered to be domestic violence.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, or abuse.
Even if it's their car, and it's not the person's car, it's like, because I said it was the other guy's car. It was the investigator's car.
No, it was her car. Her car.
It was her car.
Her mechanic found it. He was changing the oil and saw this on her bumper and said, what's this? And she says, I don't know. Got the serial number, tracked it back to the PI.
Yeah, here the question is there kind of like an investigator-client privilege to where, you know, like the reporter, they don't have to, you know, disclose who their clientele is. And I'm going to say that it is a misdemeanor offense to place a tracking device on somebody's car without their consent and to track them. And that... that the investigator would not be able to keep that name of that person. Well, he either is going to have to turn over and give the name of the person or he's going to have to go down for that offense.
Think so?
Yeah, so I think it's, I think it could be a criminal case. I also think there could be some liability. So it could be a civil case too. So I'm going to say case. And she wins.
Okay, fair enough. Fred, what do you think about this?
I'm taking off all those trackers off Todd's car and my kid's car, that's for sure. I got to figure out. Well, the bumper's the stupid thing. You should put it up somewhere else.
My car would be the most uneventful track you had ever seen. Good heavens, does this guy do nothing but go from his house to work and back again?
Have you ever thought about doing that with your kids? You wonder, it's like, all right. Well, nowadays, you don't have to put a tracker on. I mean, the black box can tell you everything in a car.
So and their phone, sure.
Yeah, their phone. So the answer is this is the case, and I'm not saying I heard of it, but this sounds, I would have, you know, disclosed if I knew about it, but that sounds really familiar. But so I'm going to say this is a case, and no, you can't put a tracker on someone's car without their permission. No different than you can record someone without their permission in some states. Some are two parties, some are one party states.
But the question
Utah,
is,
by the way, Utah, someone can record you without you knowing.
Really?
So yeah, I'm careful. Not that I'm careful. Whatever you say when you're in Utah, because they can record you.
Oh, that's
a one-party consent.
It's a one-party consent.
Last time I talked to Fred, all he said to me was, mm-hmm.
Wasn't DC or Virginia?
Yeah. California's two parties, so you don't have
yes.
to. Mm-hmm.
And it's audio recording.
Yeah.
It's audio recording.
Exactly
it's not
right.
necessarily video recording.
Right.
It's audio
recording. But the one thing you want to be careful
What's
of
that?
Is, let's say you are in California, the two-party state, and you're calling somebody in Utah that's a one-party state. Which law prevails?
California.
So the person in Utah, just because Utah is a one-party state, because it's measured from wherever either the caller or the person being called is. So if you're calling me from Utah, even though Utah is a one-party state, you'd be in trouble if you recorded your conversation with somebody in California and the California person didn't give consent because it's the jurisdiction where the person is that prevails.
That's exactly right.
The person that was recorded.
Yes.
Yes.
No, the recording.
Do you know what I say when I get marketing calls? I say, I'm calling you on a recorded line. I said, no, you're not. I don't wish to be recorded. Well, I have to. I said, no, you don't. No,
you know what I do with those sales people? They get paid by the person, right?
Engaged.
So you sit there, you just leave it open. Yeah, go ahead, tell me all about your product. You put it on mute, you know. Okay, that sounds really interesting. Keep going.
To answer your question, Denise, and I still haven't answered the case or no case, but right. To answer your question, let's say I'm in California, I call somebody in Utah, and I know Utah's a one-party state. I'm still in trouble if I don't get consent because it's either where the person doing
the act here.
It's either where the person being recorded is or the person doing the recording is, you'd have liability in California. So to my answer to your case or no case,
yes.
I'm going with no case on this one.
Okay. You would be hard to find the one party in Utah, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, okay, sorry. That was a little recreational humor. Poor humor at that. So you say no case. Denise, you say...
Case and she wins.
Fred, you say...
Same.
Okay. Well, it is a case.
Yes!
But... as of yet unresolved, it was filed 3 weeks ago, and it alleges the investigator trespassed, first off, as Denise pointed out, put the device on without her knowledge and desire. She said, well, who told you to put it on? Political campaign's coming up. Somebody's trying to get some smack on her to use in a campaign. So yeah.
Let me ask you, you say it's a case. Is it a criminal case,
or is it
a civil case?
Let me find that.
Because your question was, she went to her attorney to see if she had a case or no case. Your private attorneys don't prosecute criminals.
Yeah.
She filed the lawsuit as a private citizen, whatever that means.
There you go.
It'd be a civil case.
Civil case. Yeah. All right. And it could turn in to a criminal case later on.
Yep. And she gave her mechanic a bonus for finding it, but still doesn't know who got it placed there officially.
Wow. Yeah, is there such thing as an investigator-client privilege?
That's what I'm wondering. It's your preacher, it's your lawyer, and your private investigator.
What if the investigator says that he was hired by an attorney to place it? Now you've got him
covered under work product.
Well, unless it is illegal, then the attorney-client privilege will not apply.
If it's legal, it doesn't apply.
No, if the attorney is doing something illegal, it doesn't necessarily apply the attorney-client privilege. Okay, we'll be back. We'll be back after this.
Got it.
Think about that. Radio Law Talk, thanks for listening. There's really some good stuff coming up right here on this show. You stay there, and that will continue in a minute.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251.
USA News update. Sad news out of Ukraine. Military officials confirm the death of a former Navy SEAL. The U.S. Navy says it's unclear why Daniel Swift was in the Eastern European country. He was a special warfare operator who had been listed as an active deserter since 2019. Swift is the sixth American known to have died while reportedly fighting in Ukraine. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting the war-ravaged country. Republican Lindsey Graham and Democrats Richard Blumenthal and Sheldon Whitehouse met with Ukrainian officials, including President Zelensky. A $2.5 billion weapons package is on its way to Ukraine. It's one of the largest shipments yet and includes air defense systems, artillery, and combat vehicles. More wild weather in store for 7 million people across the Northeast. Another system set to slam the area with heavy snow expected in several states. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
627. That's 800-798-1627.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
We're very interesting stuff popped up on the Rust issue case. Rust, those of you who don't follow us, is a movie production that occurred in New Mexico, and it was basically a cowboy-type movie that Alec Baldwin was the producer. And this is important to note. Alec Baldwin was the producer, an actor, an alleged trigger puller, because he's saying he didn't pull the trigger, or if it did, it was an accident, all that type of stuff. And actually, he did come out and say, no, I didn't pull it. The DA's, the prosecutor said they've got a photo of his finger on the trigger immediately prior to the incident. But New Mexico prosecutors have now decided, no, they've decided all along, they said, but they're now officially going to press charges against Alec Baldwin and the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, for a misdemeanor.
No, and actually, they're felonies.
A felony, felony, what is it?
Felony involuntary manslaughter.
That's right, felony. Because we were asked, wondering if it was a misdemeanor or a felony there, and that's what we had to look up during the week. But and so this, don't forget, this is October 2021. This happened where Alec Baldwin was handed a prop gun. And the argument is, for Alec Baldwin's side, is, you know, apparently he was handed to it. It was, they said it's cold, which means there's nothing, you know, there's no live rounds in it. And apparently, you know, there's people that will testify that it was spun and they looked at it. If they spun that because it was a 45, they spun it, looked at it, and it was supposedly no live round ever get on the set is the first issue. And the second issue is, you know, because there are rumblings of conspiracy theories, you know, of someone putting it in. There are no charges against the individual company and or person that supplied the rounds to the set. Apparently, after they looked into this, investigated, there were live rounds on the set more than just blanks.
I think there were shells, right?
Yeah, I don't know. But it also comes down to this. There was an individual that it looks like it's going to plead, and Todd will mention that one. It's Dave Halls, the assistant director. He signed a plea agreement for the charges of negligent use of a deadly weapon, which is 6 months of probation. And he's going to testify against Alec Baldwin and against Hannah Gutierrez Reed.
Hannah Gutierrez Reed was the armorer.
Right, but
on the set, correct?
Right.
So she was the one that was in charge of the props and in charge of making sure there was safety on the set.
Yes. But somehow David Halls was in the line somewhere of handing this off because he was the director, right?
He was the assistant director, and I can cover the sequence.
Okay, so go ahead and go. Yeah. Before you hit the sequence, so the issue is they're both going to be they're both being charged. I think it's going to be a tough row to hoe to show Alec Baldwin as being liable, with the exception, and this is noted, with the exception, he's got a dual role. If he was just the actor, I think they're going to have a tough time because even though he's experienced, you know, he's got to rely on the people down the line that do this stuff. So if a guy's driving a forklift on the job and it has a defect and it takes off and kills someone, is the forklift driver liable? No, he's relying on the individuals that fix the forklift, right? Unless he did something. So that's where Alec Baldwin may get in trouble, as a producer, because they've got arguments, that is the prosecutors, that there was a lot of mishaps and sloppy things going on the set.
So before you chime in, because you're the expert here, Todd, there's something that we know in the background that Todd told us a long time ago. It's been a year. And that is everybody that touches the gun has a duty. On the set, every single person that touches that gun has a duty to look and to make sure and to check it, because the bullets of a blank are different than the bullets of a real gun, and that it's one that did that difference is notable, so that everybody should have seen it. That's why everybody that touched the gun right before the person was shot have now been charged. And so I have a different opinion than Fred.
Hit it.
My opinion is
Todd's going to go into detail.
My opinion is that there was negligence for sure. And right. Whether or not there's going to be involuntary manslaughter is going to come down to if the situation was dangerous, there was enough danger in there for what he did then to be criminal in matter. That's my opinion.
Reckless. The standard is the word recklessness. So was there negligence? Probably. Was there recklessness? I don't think you get there. Go ahead, Todd.
Sure. So here's the way. Now, the charges have not been filed. The district attorney announced that charges would be filed. They anticipate that it'll be by the end of the month. The charges will be filed against Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed, who was the armorer. And they're being charged. Each one of them is being charged in the alternative with two different counts. They're being charged with each one two counts of involuntary manslaughter. And somebody might ask, well, only one person died. Why do they have two counts? It's because there's two theories of liability. Under count one, for both of them, would be involuntary manslaughter in the commission of an unlawful act not amounting to a felony. The unlawful act that they're going to try to prove is this negligent use of a firearm, to which the assistant director has already entered a plea or will enter a plea. So if the prosecution could prove that one or both, either Gutierrez-Reed or Baldwin or both of them, negligently used the firearm, and that as a result of that negligent use, the Elena Hutchins was killed, that's what they're going to have to prove. That's the first theory of liability. The second theory of liability is that it would be involuntary manslaughter in the commission of a lawful act which might produce death in an unlawful manner. Now, it sounds weird. Everybody go, well, how could something produce death in a lawful manner? Well, self-defense. Somebody dies and you're defending yourself, it's death in a lawful manner. So that one there is a different theory of liability. And you have two people charged, and that's where we talk about the sequence of events. So apparently, according to the investigations, Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer, prepared the firearm in use. Boy, the DA really took issue to referring to it as a prop gun, because they said, no, these are fully functioning guns. But look, we know what we mean when we say prop gun. But Gutierrez-Reed was responsible for checking the gun. She placed the gun on a cart outside the area where filming was going to occur. At some point in time, and we really don't know how long the gun had been there, but David Halls, the assistant director, then picked up the gun from the cart and handed it to Alec Baldwin, who was getting ready to stand in his mark while they were doing blocking for a scene, and told Baldwin that the gun was cold. So there's three people in this chain of events. And the middle person, Halls, has entered a plea. So, you know, what is the prosecution trying to accomplish with charging both Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed? Well, I think the case would be stronger against Gutierrez-Reed because of the nature of her responsibilities. But they almost have to charge Baldwin because of the way it looks at trial. If you don't charge Baldwin, then Gutierrez-Reed, as a sole defendant, is just going to blame the empty chair. It wasn't me. It was Baldwin that should have done this. And here's the problem that I have with what I anticipate would be the prosecution's case against Baldwin and Gutierrez-Reed's defense. And it's this. And Denise, you talked about this. Every time you hand a firearm, if I had a pistol right now and I wanted to hand it to Denise, I would check the pistol to see if it was unloaded, make sure it was unloaded. I would then hand it to Denise. And the first thing Denise should do is recheck to make sure it's unloaded. That is proper firearm safety. And if Baldwin had done that when Halls gave him the gun, Baldwin still would not have known, because he didn't have the experience, whether or not the round that was in the chamber was a dummy or a live round.
Not only that, Dave Halls, if you said that, they bring Baldwin in because they don't want an empty chair. They've got an empty chair with Dave Halls. So,
he pled.
I know that, but I'm saying it's still an empty chair.
It isn't, in the sense that the jury's going to hear from him because he has to testify. So he'll be able to try to exonerate himself.
All right, we'll be back. We got more interesting stuff about this shooting on the Rust set. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk, and we're glad you're listening. We thank you. We'll continue right after we take this quick break.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Oh, stop it.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
We've got to talk to you about what we talked about off-air. Off-air is even some of the most interesting things, Denise. I'm going to throw it to you. What are some interesting things we're talking about? The armor. And what the situation was there.
Well, she had a dual role. For some reason, she was not just acting as an armorer, which most sets, that would be her job. But she was also trying to save money, and she was doing other roles, other types of things with props. And so at the time of the shooting, she was not present. And that's part of the problem, quite honestly. That's why she has, I think, a little more responsibility. First of all, it was her responsibility to make sure the gun was not loaded, that there were no real bullets on the set. But she left the gun alone for a period of time, and we don't know who could have messed with that gun. We don't know if it was messed with, and, you know, that's the biggest problem, because it should have been under her possession, custody, and control during the time that it was on the set.
But, so Todd, so what is she claiming now?
So here's the conspiracy thing. She could be claiming conspiracy, she could be claiming sabotage. Here's the problem that I've got with that defense if I'm a prosecutor. Okay, at what point in time would the live round have made it into the gun? So if the live round made it into the gun because somebody doctored what you thought as an armorer was a dummy round, and it turned out to be a live round, and you were the one that put it in thinking it was a dummy bullet, and the sabotage occurred previous to that point, well,
your area of expertise as an armorer is to know the difference between a live round and a dummy round and to inspect it before you put it in the gun. So if your argument then is, no, the gun was sabotaged after I put the dummy bullet right. in, and then somebody came along and put the live round in, you still got a problem as an armorer, because why was that gun ever out of your secure possession? Look, the way this is supposed to work on movie sets when they use these firearms is they get ready to film the scene. The armorer is the one who takes the gun from its secured location, takes it to the actor, hands it to him. They do the scene, and then after cut, the armorer is the first one to go to the actor, retrieve the gun, and put it back. If you are saying as the armorer that this gun was laid on a cart, unattended to, guess what? That's your problem, because you're supposed to be watching it.
How do you do that with sets that have 50 or 60 guns when they've got these, okay, let's say,
it's like a battle scene
yeah, of some yeah. sort, right?
Well, you have a lot of armorers on the set, mm-hmm. right? That's why movie producers, when they see these battle scenes, as they're reading through a script, they're automatically doing an accounting of how much is this going to cost? How much is this going
right.
to? You want to do a shot in the rain? Oh my gosh, you just doubled the production cost, because now we got to. Reshoots are tough and stuff. So,
right.
yeah, they think about that. But, so that is going to be that's going to be her defense. A couple of things that Alec Baldwin said, this whole thing about he pulled the trigger. And I know that there was an FBI investigation. They said that gun could not have gone off unless he pulled the trigger. But they're leaving out one key component. And that's what he told George Stephanopoulos. And I have personally had experience with this. These type of guns have a lever, the old style that you can pull back with your thumb to cock it, and then you pull the trigger, then it goes.
It's called a hairpin trigger.
Yeah. Sometimes when you pull that hammer back, if it doesn't set, it can slip out of your thumb and go forward and activate. So Alec Baldwin could be completely truthful, because he said, I pulled the hammer back, and then it came out of my thumb and went forward. I never pulled the trigger. The hammer slipped out of my thumb when it went forward and hit the round, and it fired.
It just means the hammer never reached cocked position.
Yes, it didn't require a pulling of the trigger for the hammer to go forward.
Got it.
That is one way that the defense could say it was a completely truthful statement, but never did I think that she would be shot, because I thought it was a cold gun. It shouldn't have mattered with the...
I thought I had to pull the trigger, and I didn't.
Well, yeah. And not only that, is like he's not the expert. I mean, is he supposed to do an analysis of how the rounds look and what? Because they're supposed to look real.
That's right.
If the video is and the gun's pointing at the camera, they've got to look like real rounds.
They do, and it depends on the type of shot. This is going to be the evidence. What type of shot were they framing? Because if it's one of those where it ends up being the slow-mo shot where the hammer is pulled back and the revolver does that one quarter turn to the next bullet comes in, well, that shot looks useless if you don't have any bullets in the chamber, which is visible from the front of the gun.
A little conical thing that looks like a lead round. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. A couple of other things. I feel for this DA, for the elected DA. Now, the elected DA they brought in a special prosecutor to investigate and to make a charging decision, but the elected DA was still the one that made the announcement and gives the final go-ahead to prosecute. One thing that isn't really talked about too much, this was a newly elected DA. She ran in 2020 and took office in January of 2021. This happened in October. She was, 10 months into her first term? And in whatever platform you run on, it's very common for DAs to run on the tough-on-crime platform. Boy, that puts you in a pretty tough spot if 10 months into your first term, you choose not to file on a high-profile case. I mean, her hand was kind of forced from the beginning. And they even said, the DA has even said, that they pretty much knew close to the beginning of the investigation that charges are going to be filed against someone, but they needed to let the process of the investigation play out.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
May I, please? It has to do with negligence. I think of negligence as somebody driving by a crowd and just popping a couple of caps at people in a negligent, wanton manner, if you will.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so does this tie into that kind of a thing? Are they alleging that this was done in such a reckless and negligent manner as
no,
to be like
two,
that, or what?
Those are two things you're saying.
Okay,
reckless and negligent are two separate things.
Okay.
Negligence is a lower standard. So they've got to prove that there was reckless behavior here, and that's a higher standard than negligence. It could have been, very well could have been negligence. But in fact, it's probably more than likely was negligence. But a reckless standard is a higher standard, Cal, and for them to find that is going to be very interesting. But before you do something, Todd, I want you guys to call in at 855 Law Radio if you want to tell us what you think. And then after Todd makes his comment, I'm going to tell you what Denise said during the break. Was she thinks that Alec Baldwin and the Armor are going to get the same plea deal as Hall was offered, which was a suspended sentence, 6 months probation. I don't think they're going to offer that to them, but do you think that they'll offer them the same thing as David Hall? Go ahead.
Really quick, I could see them offering that to Alec Baldwin. I think that the Armorer's culpability is greater because she's the one that had the responsibility for knowing what kind of round was going to be in that gun. I don't know that she gets the same deal.
That's what I said, too, yeah.
But, Cal, exactly. Just to finish up on your question about you talked about somebody just capping off into a crowd.
Yeah.
Okay, so think about murder, right? Murder is the killing of another with malice aforethought, right? But there's two ways that you can have malice. You can have malice because I definitely wanted to kill that. You can also have what's called, in some jurisdictions, implied malice. And implied malice is when you undertake an act that is so reckless and so dangerous, and the likelihood that somebody could be killed is great, and you do it anyway. I might not have, in your analogy, I might not have intended, if I'm the person that's firing that gun into the crowd, that I might not have intended that I kill any specific individual. I intended to do an act that was so reckless that I should have known people were going to get killed.
Or hurt.
Or well, for murder, obviously you got to be killed, that they were going to be killed, that, yeah, I can be guilty of murder, maybe a lower degree, but still murder. Because I had implied malice at the time I committed that.
So something like driving your a supercar at 170 miles an hour on the freeway and running into someone.
Doing that.
Like, yeah.
Somebody driving drunk,
yes,
who gets into an accident and kills somebody, and they have prior DUIs on their record, and they were given an advisement, and they acknowledged on the plea form that they knew driving under the influence was an inherently dangerous activity. That can get you an implied malice.
So knowingly dangerous with a bad result, I guess, is what.
Yeah, and every state's different, by the way. Don't forget our disclaimers. We'll be back after this for hour number two. We're going to get into a lot of things, including Elizabeth Holmes, Supreme Court probe on Roe v. Wade, and Musk and Twitter. So hold on.
Wow, lots of Radio Law Talk coming up right here, including a case or no case on a locksmith who ended up leaving a guy locked out. That's coming up next hour here on Radio Law Talk, 6 after. We hope you join us for that.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Ukrainian.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.